evening and a blessed Ash Wednesday to you. We begin our service on the first page of your bulletin. Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will we be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the aged. Gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, "Spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations." Why should it be said among the peoples, "Where is their God?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The portion of Psalm 103 will be read in unison. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy great upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear him. For he himself knows whereof we are made. He remembers that we are but dust.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always enduring, always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you all watched the video of the 21 Christians that were killed on the shore of the ocean in Libya? The video that's on our internet is not complete. It was censored. But the 21 Christians were all dressed in orange prisoner outfits. They were told to kneel as the water was coming, lapping against their knees. And the camera moves close to the face of a young black man who's just staring out of the water, praying. In fact, you can hear the voices of various Christians. It's not a language I know, and they're all praying, though. And then the video goes dark. I can't imagine what it must feel like to know that I was about to die in just a moment. What would you be thinking about? Would you have the courage to pray? Lent is a 40-day journey that begins with the truth. The truth is that whether you die a violent death or whether you die at home alone in your bed when you're very old, the truth is that we all will go back to the ground. In the beginning, when God created human beings, the ancient word Adam is not a name. It's not a proper name. It comes from Adama. Adama is the ground, the dust. And Adam was the earth creature that was made by God, formed of the dust. And that's what we are. Our bodies come from the dust, and eventually they will return to the dust. But for some reason, no matter how much I say this, most Americans want to pretend that it isn't so. In fact, I've been struck at burials in particular, how the funeral home puts out this fake plastic grass everywhere, as if maybe we won't remember that there's dirt. A number of years ago, I even asked the funeral director, you know, we Anglicans with this ancient liturgy, we always use dirt. We put it on the coffin and we say, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And I have to ask the funeral home just to get me a handful of dirt and hand it to me at the right moment. Well, one of the funeral directors said, where do I get some? And then another funeral director gave me a plastic vial of white-looking sand. And I said, no, 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 dirt, dirt, the regular dirt, not fake dirt. Why do we want to pretend that it isn't so? Why do we want to pretend that if we exercise hard enough or eat right, that we won't die? I guess because that dark place where those Christians were on the shore of the sea is just too dark for us. So we pretend it doesn't exist. But if you're going to walk out into the desert with Jesus for 40 days, you're going to have to walk in the dust. And you have to begin by telling the truth. We are human beings. We are not immortal. We die. And it's only by accepting that primal truth that you and I can ever begin to contemplate the gift of the resurrection. We will never make it to Easter if we don't start in the dust. After all, without God, that's all we are.
Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful, were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to the fellowship of the church. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel of our Savior, and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew their repentance and faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent, by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. And to make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now kneel before the Lord, our Maker and Redeemer. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
According to your loving grace.
merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives.
We confess to you, Lord,
our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people.
We confess to you, Lord,
our anger at our own frustration, and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves.
We confess to you,
our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
We confess to you, Lord.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts towards our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation.
That we may show forth your glory in the world.
By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord.
Bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that they may turn from their wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and with sincere hearts believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do on this day, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy. So that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, life is short, and we have too little time to gladden the hearts of those around us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.